from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, investigators call for a criminal probe targeting the ex-chairman of the National Election Commission, while President Lee Jae-myung calls for constitutional change to reform the election body. The World Cup host nation Mexico beats South Korea, ending hopes of the Group A top spot. And U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance delays his trip to Switzerland for negotiations with Iran after the recent ceasefire agreement. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Investigators looking into the Election Day ballot shortages earlier this month are calling for a criminal investigation targeting former National Election Commission chairperson Noh Tae-ak. Calling the election management process a total failure, the Election Commission's own fact finders said a massive overhaul of the organization is necessary. Kim Bum-soo has more.
Chief Investigator Cho Yeon-hook said the panel's findings call for sweeping reforms to rebuild the Election Commission from the ground up. The fact-finding committee held a briefing Friday explaining how the Election Commission's communication and crisis management systems were paralyzed, leading to what he called a total failure.
Although the NEC Central Committee is in a position to oversee the entire election management system, it was unaware of the ballot shortage until around 5 p.m. It became aware of the situation through protest calls from citizens and realized the severity of the situation through a phone call with the Seoul City Committee at 5:08 p.m. But with less than an hour left until the end of voting, it was difficult to respond to the crisis effectively.
Ballot papers ran out in a total of 26 polling stations, mostly in Seoul Songpa District. Voting resumed with newly printed ballots, but broadcasters announced the results of their exit polls while voting was still underway. It's unclear how many voters may have decided to leave without casting ballots. The chief investigator said the Election Commission's budget was sufficient to print ballots for 110% of eligible voters, but its excessive bureaucratic convenience led to the ballot shortages. The fact-finding committee called for a criminal investigation targeting former National Election Commission Chair Noh Tae-ak, who resigned over the incident, and other key officials at the organization. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
Meanwhile, President Lee Jae-myung has suggested a one-point constitutional revision to overhaul the NEC, stressing that it is clear that a fundamental reform is necessary. He made the remark at a briefing at the top office on Friday. Calling the latest shortages absurd, Lee said he believes that a one-point revision to the Constitution should be made if deemed necessary and if rival camps agree on it. The president said he believes the NEC must be supervised and kept in check to some degree, stressing the need to revise related laws and institutions to such end. He said if deemed necessary, he will propose amending the Constitution, which clearly stipulates the NEC to be an independent agency. He said he will decide on a government stance after studying discussions in the political sector. Group A leader and host Mexico beat South Korea 1-0 on Thursday evening at Estadio Guadalajara in Zapopan, western Mexico, as a costly mistake proved decisive. With the defeat, Team Korea has lost its chance to secure the top position in Group A. Yoon So-hyang has more on the Taeguk Warriors' second outing of the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
South Korea has missed out on a chance to top Group A after losing 1-0 to host Mexico on Thursday evening at Estadio Guadalajara in Zapopan, western Mexico. Mexico has now clinched first place in the group with their second straight victory. For the first half, the two sides were locked in a tight battle, but just 4 minutes into the second half, it was Mexico that broke the deadlock with a costly South Korean error. The goal stemmed directly from a mix-up between the Korean goalkeeper and the countryman defender as they both went for the ball. After team manager Hong Myung-bo decided to transition to an all-out attack late in the match, Cho Kyu-sung had a great chance heading a floated cross from Eum Ji-sung, but the Mexican keeper parried it away. South Korea pushed hard in the closing minutes but couldn't find the back of the net, and the whistle blew to end the match. Finishing second would set up a round of 32 matchup on June 29th in Los Angeles against the second-place finisher from Group B, which includes Canada, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Qatar and Switzerland. Should South Korea instead drop to third in the group, they'll face a tougher round of 32 draw against the group winner from either Group E, featuring Germany, or Group G, featuring Belgium. Yoon Soo-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Representatives of the United States and Iran were expected to begin complex talks in Switzerland on Friday on implementing their agreement to end the war. Although the meeting has yet to take place, it is already off to a rocky start. The White House said the delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance has postponed the trip due to unresolved logistics surrounding the next phase of negotiations. Rosine Park has this report.
U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will not travel to Switzerland as planned to discuss details of the recent peace agreement with the Iranian side. The White House said Thursday night that Vance and the U.S. delegation had been ready to depart at the first available opportunity, but had to delay their trip as plans for the upcoming technical talks have not been finalized. It explained that logistics of these negotiations have never been simple or predictable. This came amid reports that Iran first canceled its planned trip to Switzerland. According to Al Mayadeen, an Arab satellite network based in Beirut, an informed source said Iran pulled out due to the ongoing Israeli aggression against Lebanon, which violates the Memorandum of Understanding signed with the U.S. The source said Tehran previously informed both Washington and the mediators that the Lebanon issue remains a central component of the negotiations and will directly influence whether the talks proceed. Earlier in the day, however, Israel released the latest map of the security zone it set up in southern Lebanon and said it will not be withdrawing from the territory at this stage. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed that significant technical work remains to be done to establish a comprehensive monitoring framework for Iran's nuclear sites under a final agreement. This reality increases pressure on both the U.S. and Iran as they negotiate the timeline for dispatching inspectors. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
Iran has begun accepting applications for passage through the Strait of Hormuz in line with a memorandum of understanding with the United States aimed at ending their war. According to industry sources on Friday, Iran's Persian Gulf Strait Authority has started receiving the applications via its website. Tehran has agreed to make arrangements for the safe passage of commercial vessels in the strait at no charge for 60 days upon the signing of the MOU. And the country's Supreme National Security Council says the country will process the requests promptly. 24 South Korean vessels remain stranded in the key shipping route, and the operators are expected to request permits. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index closed slightly lower on Friday as investors locked in profits after the recent sharp rally and after concerns resurfaced over uncertainty surrounding the U.S.-Iran ceasefire agreement. The KOSPI finished 11.42 points or 0.13% lower at 9,052.42. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.